Hi again, Mike O'Connor, Sex and Podcasting. Show about community podcasting doesn't have anything to do with sex. I just put the word in and call it explicit to get your attention. Community podcasting is all about helping people tell their own stories in their own voices, much the way community radio is. And one of the things that I thought I'd talk about today is why I think community podcasting's better done in a community as well as for a community. So we're going to depart from the 101 series just for a while, come back to it in a show or two. But you know, when you're doing almost anything, especially community podcasting, the community part of it isn't just the community that you're broadcasting to, although clearly that's a big deal. But it's also the gang that you choose to hang out with while you're doing the shows. And I'm a big fan of doing community podcasting with a gang. I think you get a lot of things from that. You can help each other out, you know, when you get stuck on something, you're not all by yourself. And you can be a sounding board so that if, like me, you're getting ready to do something really dumb, maybe there's somebody to grab you by the chain and pull you back from the brink and say, no, you might want to reconsider that particular move. Another big advantage is that you've got a built-in group of people that will actually care about your ranting about podcasting, unlike most human beings who probably don't. And clearly, another reason is just because it's a lot of fun. You're going to meet a really interesting bunch of folks if you hang out with other people while you do your podcasting. It's not that you have to do the podcast as a group. I actually think that's really hard. More than one person doing a show at the same time is really hard. But having a group of people that you talk about podcasting with and get ideas and trade experiences and so on, I think that's a great thing. I hang out with a gang like that up here in Minnesota. You may have noticed on this show that I hang out in Minnesota and Wisconsin. That's because I have a farm in Wisconsin and a house in the Twin Cities in St. Paul. And when I'm an urban guy hanging out with the concrete and the cars, I hang out with a group of podcasters that call ourselves Podcast Minnesota, which you can find on the net at www.podcastmn.com. Podcast is easy to remember. MN is the abbreviation for Minnesota. Podcastmn.com. And there what you'll find is an RSS feed of about 30 podcasts all jumbled into one humongous feed that is about the most diverse thing you've ever heard. And that's one of the neat things about it, is that if I wasn't part of that group, I probably wouldn't listen to quite the variety of podcasts that I do. But the main reason that I think that that kind of a group is great is because of the ability to share ideas and share tips and help each other out and look out for each other and keep an eye on what's going on and all that good stuff. We're a meetup group, so, well, we're not really a meetup group, but we get together every once in a while for a beer. And our organizer, a guy named Garrick Van Buren, who we will look back in the when we're old and gray and say he's the founder of our gang. He kind of keeps us going. He's the guy that puts the feed together and gets us organized and stuff like that. And I think having a group like that is a really good idea. So if you are in a big city and can find a group like that, for sure do it. If not, one of the things I was thinking is that this show, I think, is mostly subscribed to by folks who are trying to do community podcasting or at least interested in it. And I was thinking that it would be really easy to turn on a little online forum on the site and give those of you who don't have a group of folks handy at least a place to hang out online and talk about this community podcasting stuff. There are about 700 of you subscribed right now, and I was thinking, if 10 of you emailed me and said, yeah, you know, if an online forum would be a cool idea, go ahead and turn it on, that I would go ahead and do that. So send me email, mike@haven.com, if you want to have an online forum where subscribers to Sex and Podcasting can just hang out and talk about whatever's on your minds. And if, I don't know, if 10 of you do it, that probably means there's something going on. And if 50 of you do it, well, it's got to be an organization. And if 150 of you do it, why, it's a movement and we're unstoppable, to sort of lift from Arlo Guthrie's tune. Anyway, that's sort of a little ramble about why I think there's more community and community podcasting than just the community that you podcast to. There's also the community that you make the podcasts in, and I think they're almost equally important. Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire, so I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is a podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. And join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.